I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you this week by Dyn.com and Citrix Systems. Go to my PC.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, netcast. And I'm glad you could join us again this week. Yeah, every week, every single week, we come into your home, or your computer, or your Roku box, or whatever. Anyway, you watch the show, and I appreciate it. I really do. Because if you weren't out there, I'd just be talking to myself. And Fred, but Fred rarely pays attention. Well, he pays attention enough to put the little things up on the screen, but other than that, I think he plays tiddlywinks. Big fan. Anyway, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. My shirt is all askance. Yes. Didn't help much. Oh well. Anyway, I'm not here to be a fashion advisor anyway. It's all about the tech. Here, that and the silliness. We are quite a bit about the silliness. Yes. Well, you knew that. My mission, we were proud members of the Tech Podcast Network. Yes, and once again, we are proud to have as a new sponsor, Dyn.com, here on the Netcast, as a sponsor of the Netcast, as well as our more long-term sponsor. You know, they've been with us a long time, and that's Citrix Systems, and with their GoToMeeting product. We appreciate both of them. We'll talk more about those products later, because I want to really encourage you to take the opportunity to avail yourself of those products. Yes. So, but for right now, let's talk about some stuff that we have on the blog. The blog, of course, being drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says here on the screen. First thing we want to talk about is Nynite. I'm going to go with Nynite. I don't know. Nynite.com. And that is a website which provides a service that is quite amazing. I think this is awesome. In order to set it up, I have to tell you a story. Yes, Fred, you're right. But I like telling stories. Anyway, Fred's not a big fan of my stories. He kind of gets bored. But then he can play tiddlywinks, right? Anyway, so here's the thing. Computer vendors, they're frustrating. I'm talking about people like Dell, HP, even Acer, some of the other computer vendors. They have perfectly good computers, products that we all want to purchase, and they're doing quite well selling those products. But along come some vendors, other vendors, not the ones that make hardware, but the ones that produce software, and I'll put that in quotes, software, which is really more like, I like what one columnist said, he called it foistware, where they foist it upon you even though you don't want it in the first place. I have not so affectionately called it crapware in the past, for somewhat more obvious reasons. Anyway, it's the stuff you get on your computer when you first buy it that you just plain don't want. You know, things like, for instance, web browser toolbars and, you know, games that no one wanted anyway, and they're full of spyware and stuff. Things that no one wants. And there's even programs, and I've talked about this in the past, there's one called PCD Crapifier, which strips off all of this foistware that no one wanted in the first place. Well, anyway, it's gotten to be where the vendors of the machines, the builders of the machines, make deals with these companies. I'll use that term loosely. That want to put the foistware on the machine so that they can make money. So they pay the people who make the machines to allow them to junk it up. So, but what's even worse is a lot of freeware and shareware, they've made deals with these foistware vendors to put the software in their programs, and you have to very carefully read the install instructions lest you click on the wrong thing and end up with a web browser toolbar. Know what I mean? Yes. Okay, so enter Ninite.com. Leastways, I believe it's .com. Let's see. Yes, Ninite.com. I didn't know if they might be .org, but anyway. So what they do is they provide software installs of your favorite shareware without all the junk in it. And I even had a comment. Some dude left me a comment on the old article here where he says, "Finally, for years I've wanted a program that skips the installation crap and clicking next over and over. And no one even understood what I was talking about." I know what you mean, dude. I mean, this thing, if it works well, is awesome. So, you don't have to click next, 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 next. You don't have toolbars. You don't, it will always keep things up to date. There's no sign up. You just use it. It will decide between 32 and 64 bit installs for you. It's international. It supports all kinds of languages. It has an offline mode, and it encourages security because you don't have all the junk that's being installed accidentally, we'll call it. So it's pretty cool. It's a neat service. I like these people. They're my kind of dudes. So, there you go. Now, for the next story. Java. Java's had all kinds of problems lately. Java security has been not so secure. They've had a lot of issues. And they even released a security fix that had a problem in the security fix. They just have not been having a good day or week or month. So the Java vulnerability news is not getting better. Hard to say. Less than 1 week after Oracle released Java 7 Update 11 to patch or mitigate 2 zero-day vulnerabilities in Java that were actively being exploited by hackers, veteran Java bug hunter Adam Gaudiak of Security Explorations in Poland discovered 2 new vulnerabilities in Java Standard Edition. "We have successfully confirmed that a complete Java Security Sandbox bypass can still be gained under the recent version of Java 7 Update 11, JRE version 1.7.0_11b21, wrote Gaudiak in a post to the full disclosure mailing list. "As a result, any attacker who used the vulnerabilities would be able to craft malware that tapped the Java runtime environment, thus compromising a vulnerable system." Not good. Now, I have heard that a workaround is, instead of installing the Java runtime, if you install the Java development version, it doesn't have this flaw. Leastways, that's what I heard. I'm sure that Oracle is working very hard to get out yet another security update to fix it. But yikes, you know what I mean? Okay, so let's talk about one of our sponsors, shall we? Yes, as I said, I'm pretty excited about our sponsors. First one I want to talk about is Dyn.com, D-Y-N, Dyn.com. You say, what is Dyn.com? Well, they are a company that produces professional services for your DNS and your email and email delivery. I mean, do you know what your email delivery rate is? Do you? Well, you can find out through Dyn.com services. So for small businesses, it's just a no-brainer, okay? You need to check into Dyn.com. Now, if you will use this special code word that's here on the banner, right here, you will be able to get a discount, a sizable 30% discount to signing up with Dyn.com services. Dude, you need to take advantage of this, particularly if you are a small business. This is the way to go. Okay, I've been in computing now nigh on to 30 years, actually quite over 30 years that I've been in the computer biz. Do I know what I'm talking about? I do. And I'm a server engineer, dude. Professionally. So I'm telling you, these folks are good. Now, I've used their services before, and they are excellent at what they do. They're the best. So check it out, as the banner here says, and you will not be disappointed by using Dyn.com, I can tell you. So check it out now. Alrighty, you're saying, now I'm watching the netcast. Well, you can pause the netcast and go check it out and then come back to the netcast. Yes. Okay, a new version of Audacity is out. This is good news, excellent news. Audacity is my absolute favorite audio editor. As a matter of fact, it's the only one I use. I've used a lot of audio editors in the past, including some open source ones, but nothing as good as Audacity. Ever since I started using Audacity, I just don't use anything else, okay? You can buy stuff. I know a guy who uses Adobe Audition, pays big, huge bucks, and I've told him every single thing you can do, I can do in Audacity, and Audacity is free and open source. Dude, so get with the program. So this new version of Audacity is awesome. This is the letter I got from them. It's an email notice that they sent. The Audacity team is pleased to announce the release of Audacity 2.0.3. It replaces all previous versions. Audacity 2.0.3 now uses the LibSoxr. Resampling library. Yes. By default, instead of LibreSample for higher quality and speed. So it's faster than it used to be. Time tracks have been improved and bug fixed, and new effects include an accessible adjustable fade. That's cool. So you can check out the release notes for details, but what I would do is I would just go download it now. Get in line now. That's a quote from Hardware Wars. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll kiss $3 goodbye. Get in line now. If you don't know what Hardware Wars is, go to YouTube, do a search for Hardware Wars. It's a film by Ernie Fasilius, and it's awesome. I must find that tractor beam. Yes. Seriously, if you haven't seen Hardware Wars, you gotta go see Hardware Wars, all right? Okay. Now, let's quickly talk about our other wonderful sponsor, and that is Citrix Systems, your PC at work. I mean, let's face it, you spend more time on your PC at work than you probably do any system available to you. You know what I mean? Even your personal systems at home. You're probably on the one at work more, which means that a lot of the stuff that you do day in and day out is on that PC at work. Well, if you're not physically at work, how are you going to access that PC securely, safely, and get to what you need to get to on the PC? By using Go to My PC. Excellent software by Citrix Systems. It allows you to actually go, as the name implies, to your PC even though you're not physically there. And yet, you can do everything that you would be able to do if you were physically there through the software that connects you to your PC, and it does it securely. That's the other thing. Thing that I'm most impressed with is their awesome security. So check it out. If you use the special code word that's on the banner here, podcast, use that special code word. When you go to the Go to My PC site, you can get it for 30 days free. Now you just can't beat that with a stick. Because 30 days free, 30 days, an entire month, gives you a whole month to try it out and check out all the features. And once you use it, you will not be able to do without it. And that's the whole point. So go check it out. Get Go to My PC and proceed to do just that. Go to your PC whenever you need to, from wherever you are, without having to physically be there. Awesome. Check it out. Alrighty, finally, whoa! Yes. Finally, the Geek Software of the Week. Wow. You know, Fred, you could give me a little heads up. Just give me a warning. You know, I'm about to hit the button. True. Fred says, what would be the fun of that? He likes to see me jump. Anyway, Geek Software of the Week this week is FreeNAS. NAS, of course, being Network Area Storage, okay? Network Area Storage, the whole idea being is that you have highly redundant storage on your network. It's not physically in your computer, and therefore it can be shared among all the computers on your network. So if you have multiple computers on your network, this is the way to go. Plus, with a NAS, Network Area Storage, or a SAN, Storage Area Network, you can actually have shared storage between virtual computers so that you can migrate them from one host to another. Pretty cool. So you can actually use a NAS to do that with all the various, you know, there's even some free, like Zen Server from Citrix is free to use. So you can download that and use it, dude, and with a NAS. All right, but FreeNAS is an open source project. That's cool. I like it already. But it has so many things. It has thin provisioning, which, I mean, there's a ton of features. You can check out the features. It's pretty amazing. But basically allows the administrator to allocate users more space than physically exists on the system. Now, of course, that means he has to monitor that to be sure you don't use up all that space that isn't there. But at least it looks like it's there. And if they need it, they can continue to expand the space into their allotted space, or from their allotted space. All right, backup and restore, remote replication. Okay, that's pretty cool. Command line interface, for those that want to get down and monkey with the real, you know, thing, so to speak. Driver support, supports all kinds of disk and hardware and so forth. Snapshots. You can take snapshots of your data to prevent data loss. Dude. File sharing. Well, that's pretty much what it's for. So, definitely does that. And then here's the part that I thought was cool that I didn't really know too much about until I started doing some reading here. Plugins. There's plugins available for FreeNAS that will turn it into things like a web server, or turn it into things that it would be if it were like a regular Linux box, where you can do other things with it than just be network area storage. That's pretty cool. So they're expanding the capabilities of the network area storage to get into other areas through this excellent open source product. Dude, that's awesome. So check it out. Check it out. It's awesome. Now, this has been a slightly abbreviated Dr. Bill, simply because it's been a slow news week, at least for me. Now, I am going to reach up here on top of my computer and get geek wisdom. Yes, I just opened it randomly. You know how I like to open the book randomly? And it fell to this one. I like this one. Do I have my glasses? Ooh, I do, but they are precariously positioned. I wasn't sure if I was going to hit the camera with that on the tripod there. But I shall wear my glasses to better read the geek wisdom. Besides, as we have pointed out in the past, it makes me look more intelligent. Yes. Fred would point that out. I do need all the help I can get. All right. The geek wisdom this week is don't cross the streams. It would be bad. Egon Spengler from Ghostbusters. Egon's warning to his fellow Ghostbusters was perhaps the most casually deadpan mention of possibly accidentally blowing oneself to bits ever committed to voice. You know what occurs to me? We've already done this one. That's just not allowed. Sorry. Gotta find another one. Ooh, this is a good one. Let's do this one. This one is, here's the quote, a strange game. The only winning move is not to play. That, of course, is Joshua from War Games. Joshua was the computer in War Games. And here's what he says about it in the book. There is a word and concept in Zen Buddhism that doesn't quite translate perfectly into the English language. Mu. Mu is the response given by a Zen monk to a question that cannot be meaningfully answered. It sounds like the Zen monk equivalent of meh. Just saying. Moo. Moo, 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 moo. Yeah, okay, never mind. That was a very odd and slightly askance reference to a quote from Doonesbury. No, not Doonesbury. It wasn't Doonesbury. What was it? Cartoon with a penguin. Opus the Penguin. Yes, but I don't remember. Bloom County, ha ha, Bloom County. I knew that if I racked my brain long enough, I would think of it. So anyway, okay, I gotta tell you the reference, otherwise I'll sit here thinking you should have told them the reference. The reference is that they were doing a Christmas play and they dressed Opus the Penguin up as a cow. And they told him he didn't have any lines. All he had to do was walk out on stage and look like a cow in the Christmas play. Yes. But of course, Opus isn't going to just walk out on stage and not deliver a line. So he ran across the stage going, moo, 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 moo. And so it went into history with the moo, moo, moo. And I've been saying moo, moo, moo ever since for years. It's actually quite sad when you think about it. But anyway, never mind. Moo. Is the response given by Zen monk to a question that can't be meaningfully answered? Mm-hmm. It suggests that the question's premises are not real. Boy. That there is a state of emptiness that lies beyond yes and no. Ooh, how Zen. And the asker should unask the question. Ooh, render it null. I like that. Indeed, that anyone who would ask such a question in the first place might do well to question his entire perspective on life. Wow. I'll have to remember that one. That's a pretty cool word, actually. Moo. Though the word was never uttered in 1984's seminal teen computer hacker political thriller War Games, the idea lies at the heart of the conflict that fuels the movie. A new Pentagon supercomputer that controls the nation's nuclear launch codes is caught up in a relentless war game simulation trying to answer the question, how can the United States win a nuclear war? We all know it's a flawed question. The whole point of the Cold War arms race is a theory of mutually assured destruction, which was that in a world of opposing superpowers, the sheer volume of weaponry is meant to deter the use of any nukes at all. But back in 1984, when computer networks were new and exotic, it seemed entirely reasonable to worry that an artificial intelligence might start firing missiles based on the inhuman outcome of an algorithm. Of course, the computer finally found its zen. What about you? Can you tell when it's time to remove yourself from a defective game board? And now for the fine print. The first several years of Matthew Broderick's career were all about nuclear paranoia. First War Games, then Project X in 1987, wherein laboratory chimps suffered inhumane radiation testing. Trivia, but not that interesting. Just saying. Okay, so there you go. I feel that this has been a slightly odd netcast, but then most of the netcast I do are. Just saying. So join us next time. Remember, until next time, that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.